You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We will celebrate President's Day coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays. Ola Pacholas, could you please have the captain and the dirty Germans wish my beautiful wife Barbara, pronounced Barb, a super-duper, ultra-awesome birthday. Could you also reassure her this will indeed be the Mariners' year, that secretly Dylan Moore has a crush on her? Thanks for all you guys do, keeping the world spinning in the right direction every day. That from Pete in Port Orchard.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, it's funny, your name is Barb. When I hear the name Barb, it reminds me of the time that Snap, for Rice Krispies, got a fish hook stuck in his left nipple. Well, Crack and the Pop came running onto the bridge of the old SS Guppy, screaming that Snap needed help, because he had a barb in his nipple. Well, all of those mascots rushed down to help him, but when we got there, we noticed that he was hanging from the ceiling by it, and we realized he didn't need help. He was just a freak. Anyway, that's what I think of when I hear the name Barb. Snap. Hanging from the ceiling by a fish hook in his nipple. Crunch berries.
All right. Barb, here's some dad jokes. Where do bad rainbows go? Where do bad rainbows go?
Prism.
To prism. What do you call a guy that hates protein powder? A guy that hates protein powder.
Weak.
No way, Jose.
Oh.
Guys, good news, I lost my virginity to a cougar.
Oh, yeah?
Bad news, I've been banned from the zoo. But I have been picking around on the banjo, so I played a part of dueling banjos for my sister. She absolutely hated it.
Really?
Yes, but our 7 kids loved it. Oh. Did you hear about the Irish pub that serves a mix of Cajun and Asian cuisine?
No.
For any occasion.
I mean, that would dominate an Irish person's palate.
And Ted, what do you call it when a bunch of guys get together and watch the Super Bowl?
A party.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Fresh off the press.
Ted. What I got here? Oh, gentlemen, please wish my awesome, talented, and beautiful daughter, Bree, pronounced Breezy, a happy 20-something birthday today. Please give her a cat birth along with the Dirty Germans. You guys rock. Happy 20th. That from the Lone Hippie. Let's see. Is it this one, maybe? No.
That
one? No. That's not it. It's this one. Yeah.
Yeah, your name is Bree, but you go by Breezy. You know, my backside is also nicknamed Breezy.
Yeah. So you know what's her backside's also nicknamed?
Wow.
Sleazy.
Yeah. Get sleazy, breezy, beautiful.
All the dinosaurs want to wish my friend Smelly Eric a happy 36th birthday. How about some thrill shotgun gets? And Mike speaking like Jack the Ripper. Thanks, guys. That from John.
Get. Get. Get.
Hello. I love birthday parties. I'm attending plenty. I like to open people up like a present. There's plenty of goodies inside, eh, what?
Boys, want to give a birthday shout-out to my friend Jessica.
Today is proper stab-up, isn't it?
Proper stabbing.
She is 40, all-around awesome person. So how about some shotgun gets the captain on his favorite dive bar spots aboard the SS Guppy and everyone talking over yourselves about how awesome of a supermom she is to her two kids and how to survive being supermom to two kids. Thanks, brothers. Congrats on 20 years. Been listening since 2012. That from Maverick.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Yeah, I know I've brought up my favorite strip club, the Stubbly Clam, where me and Ted like to go. But my favorite dive bar would be the Oozing Bump, named after its proprietor, Sheila, who, in fact, has oozing bumps. But she has to take off her pants for you to see them. And after me and Ted realized she must also own the Stubbly Clam. Crunchberries.
That is a good bar, man.
A Stubbly Clam.
Stubbly Clam.
Oh, let's see. Supermom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's called being a mom.
Two kids, I'm telling you right now. You're going to get mad at you. They're going to blame you all the time. And you're responsible for everything. They're finally going to realize they want to have a supermom.
They never want to have sex.
At some point, they had, you know.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Okay, this one says an idea for a commercial for our sponsor, Pinky's Plumbing.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Dear Men's Room and Boobitches, I have a commercial idea I'd like payment on for with just some sausage, since I cannot find it anywhere near me. Are you experiencing a Mike Hawk caca, or a Daily Migs vegan bomb, or a veggie dog stank? Or do you have Steve Thrill's daughter blueberry ring on your bowl? Then call Pinky Plumbing at the Stank Studio of the Rock and get a poop knife. They can cut it through. Love you guys. Thanks for 20 years. Out from Doug.
You know what, man? We should
idea
talk
from
to
our new sponsor.
To Pinky's Plumbing. Like, look, man, maybe come out with the Pinky's Plumbing poop knife.
Oh, God.
Well, so, hey, look, it, Mike, as just someone with experience in this,
that,
I would say
that
it would solves
hurt their
a
business.
Lot. The why?
They need you. They want you to call when it's clogged.
Yeah, but if
you have your own poop knife, you're solving half the problem.
But you'll call them for your problems.
You will. Look, the poop knife. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it will solve the problem then, but you got bigger problems. If you need a poop knife, then you probably also need Pinky's Plumbing.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Like, if you need a poop knife, there are bad things in your pipes. Just because it disappeared from view does not mean that your pipes are okay.
And one more little note here. Our wonderful promotion director, Kayla, here at Odyssey in Seattle. She informed us today that she was doing a little looking around because she wanted to do a little shopping, right?
Yeah.
So what was she shopping for? She was shopping for the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can, the 20th anniversary lager in the silver can from Black Raven Brewing. She was also at the same time looking for the delicious Men's Room Roasted Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company, all right? And she was looking for the Men's Room Beer Brat from Uli's Famous Sausage. She found a spot that saved her all the trouble and all the time in one location that carried all of the products. So big shout-out and thank you to the Thriftway in West Seattle.
If you're looking for any of that stuff for your three-day weekend and you're in the West Seattle area, stop by Thriftway and do all your shopping.
That Thriftway always has our stuff.
I met a convenient location.
I met a woman this year at a Christmas party who had no idea what the show was, just loved the sausage.
Really?
The men's room sausage. She was like, yeah, my sister calls me if it's at that Thriftway.
Okay. What got her to try the sausage if you don't know the show? I only say that because you know, I'm so used to saying men's room for 20 years that it doesn't have the same connotation to me that to someone
who's never heard the show. Honestly, I think they were just that big Ollie's fans.
Oh,
okay. So they
would
just try what's ever new.
Because, yeah.
And then, I mean, literally, when I told her I worked on that show, she seemed floored.
That she knows connected to her.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Spread the word however we can, right? So, the West Seattle Thriftway has all of our products.
Thank you.
If you're looking for that care package, and yes, very much appreciated. Also, keep in mind, if you find any of our products anywhere, please snap a picture and send it to the men's room at KISW.
Snap a picture yourself!
And we'll spread the word, so if you're in that area, you can stop by and pick some up. Oh, coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. President's Day weekend is approaching. So our own Mike Hawk sent me a list here of Abe Lincoln's. Honest Abe. His 25 favorite foods. Then I also pulled up a list here of presidents and their favorite foods. The ironic thing is, these lists are all over the place. Like, this one list I pulled up for every president's favorite food, they got one that's not on the Lincoln list for Lincoln.
Oh, then maybe he was lying.
Yeah.
It depends
who
asks. If it's his wife.
Yes, Mary?
Yeah, but Mary, this is great.
Yeah.
Right? Much different. Yeah. Oh, cool. Steamed broccoli again. I love
casserole.
It.
So, look, Abraham Lincoln comes out of the gate swinging. His favorite foods. Apple pie.
All right.
Pretty simple. A lot of lists just say, overall, Abraham Lincoln loved apples. That was his go-to.
So that's just his thing.
Loves them.
So what else was available? Pecan pie, the pumpkin pie.
Sweet potato
pie. But you got to keep in mind, too, is that there's not sugar. I mean, there's sugar, but there's not like candies as we know it and chocolate and all this stuff. So just the sweetness of apples alone.
Yeah,
you're like,
yep, that explains it.
You know, like, I'm going to keep eating them. Chicken frisices.
Yeah,
I've never heard of this one. It's not really a dish that people make anymore. In the 1800s, it was massive. It's basically, they say, look, it's essentially a chicken stew with meat and vegetables simmered in a rich sauce.
Okay. Sounds not. The rich sauce helps.
Gingerbread men cookies.
Specifically the cookies. All right.
Yeah. He ate them when he was a kid, ended up loving them. So he was always a go-to.
Sounds like a guy that likes fall.
Sticking with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oysters.
Okay. Oh,
now,
yeah.
They say he was a fan of them anyway, but especially liked them stewed or pickled.
Ooh, interesting. I read a pickled oyster. I would try it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Well, depending what the source is.
And back in the day, those were cheap. People ate them. They were plentiful.
Yeah. I mean, gave them to prisoners.
Yeah. That's why they call the sandwich a po' boy.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And animals. Let's see. What's one breakfast meat everybody loves?
Bacon.
Right. Spam.
Yeah.
Shocking. No, not spam. Shocking. He was a fan of spam as well. Blueberry pie was on his list. It was the inaugural dinner menu had that on there. It was pretty pretty bare bones. There was soup, meat, potatoes, and then blackberry pie.
And he loves his pies, didn't he?
I like that. Meat. What kind of meat?
Meat. Meat and dessert.
Right.
That's what this guy was into.
Now, here's where it shows up on a lot of lists is his absolute favorite food, corn cakes. Whether they're called corn cakes or hoe cakes, as I like to call them, Johnny cakes or corn pone. He loved them. Basically, I can look it up real quick.
Is it like a pancake? But just,
it is.
Okay, that's
and you're
what I thought.
It's
like a
latke,
but corn.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
But it's not like a corn fritter, right? It's closer to a cake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty good.
So far, I wouldn't mind eating dinner with Abe.
Yeah. Here's one I love. I grew up Irish Catholic. Corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, all right. Come on, yeah.
Again, just apples on the list. a big one from back in the day, depending on where you're from. And even to this day, depending on where you're from, it's how they're going to be made. Biscuits.
All right.
You know what I mean?
He was a basic dude that I like.
Southern cooking, it sounds like.
Yeah, and there wasn't a ton of other options. Almond cake makes it on there. Mary Todd Lincoln was known for making an almond cake that her husband enjoyed often. Plus, you got to keep in mind, he's a wartime president.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to assume that they didn't have a White House chef back then.
I don't know. Probably not. They didn't even have security for him. Coffee. He didn't. He preferred water with most meals. He didn't drink alcohol, but he did enjoy his coffee.
Okay.
Venison. Again,
yeah.
You got to imagine back then,
plentiful.
Beef isn't is all the restaurants and everything. So venison is one that comes on the table all the time. Pretty easy. You go. I mean, look, at that point in D.C., you could go out the back of the White House and shoot one. But you're right. He does stay soulful. Turkey legs.
Oh legs. Mm. All right.
Turkey legs and turkey wings. To me, if it's not a soul food, if it's not a soul food kitchen, mm-hmm. don't order them.
Right.
It's going to be tough. It's not going to be great.
Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, I've gotten them before at the fair. They're overhyped. They look great.
They do. They look cool.
And I like the idea of it, but
they're selling the visual.
Yeah. And then some presidents. All right, somebody pick an old school president.
Thomas Jefferson.
All right, let's go up to Mr. Jefferson. Some of these presidents, I like this one. William Henry Harrison. Squirrel stew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was getting after it. The eighth president, Martin Van Buren.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a hint. It's a very popular lunch meat. Your daughter loves it.
Turkey.
Boar's head.
Oh, the actual boar.
Like literal boar.
Wow. You really make the head of a boar?
Yeah.
Hmm. I guess the cheeks are good.
There's a place in town you can get a pig's head and just kind of pick at it. All right, Miles, you said Andrew Jackson, correct?
Steve did.
Andrew Jackson, as they used to call him, Old Hickory, apparently he preferred tenderloin with the Jezebel sauce.
What is Jezebel sauce?
From Jezebel.
Yeah. How about Taft? Because he was a notoriously fat president, right?
Saltwater Taft.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he was
so
a really
Taft
good guy.
Showed up, I don't even have to...
Everything.
I don't have to scroll down to it. No, apparently, his big thing was that he ate a 13 to 15-ounce steak.
Jeez!
Every morning, just to kind of get the day going.
Every morning?
Yes, every morning.
Hmm.
God, I saw it on
He probably had a White House chef then.
And he ate him, too?
Yeah. But that was his big thing. He liked that. James Garfield, again, squirrel soup.
Mm.
I can't agree with this guy. Chester A. Arthur.
All right.
Turtle steak.
I'd give that a try, man.
I've never eaten turtle just because I'm a Maryland fan, but a lot of sports reporters I saw down in New Orleans last week were talking about eating turtle soup and how much they liked it.
Yeah, turtle soup and anything gator. If you go to New Orleans, just try it. It is very, very good.
I do agree with Gator, man. Give it a try if you can. Teddy Roosevelt, man after my own heart. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, come on, man. Keep it simple.
I saw a list today that was, what's it, Jimmy Carter. He's got a famous.
Peanuts.
Cheese grits.
Oh.
He's from Georgia.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's not like he was from Atlanta. I mean, he's deep Georgia.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, he just a grilled cheese.
Really?
Yeah. And you kind of see where we're getting into more modern era stuff, too.
He was just such a big hunter. I just assumed it was some meat dish, but it's grilled cheese.
This won't shock you. I won't kill you. Kennedy, New England fish chowder.
Ooh, fish, not clam, but
not
fish.
Clam.
I'll tell you what, clam chowder is great. When they start throwing some salmon in there and some other things, some shrimp, if you get a seafood chowder, that's outstanding.
I don't like the salmon in it. That's usually, I just don't like cooked salmon.
Right.
Lyndon B. Johnson, this won't shock you. The guy is from Texas. He likes
ribs.
Barbecue.
Mm, hell yeah, man.
Richard Nixon was big on cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese?
It's delicious.
I mean, but when you said, what's your favorite food? Cottage cheese.
All right. George H.W. Bush,
mm-hmm.
Pork rinds. Yeah. Bill Clinton was famous for chicken enchiladas at the White House. To me, he'll always be famous for fast food as well.
Yeah,
and then I read another list that said he loved cheeseburgers with jalapenos. And then George Bush, every list you read, it shows up with the cheeseburger.
Burger pizza. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I think George Bush, too, clearly was a guy that, what's the word? He enjoyed stuff, maybe a little too much.
Sure.
So it's all right, I'm running, I don't drink anymore. I don't do this. I don't do that. It's I'm keeping the goddamn cheeseburger pizza.
Yeah, you can't blame him for that, man.
This list says Barack Obama was big on chili. I mean, what, because he ate a Ben's Chili Bowl?
That might be why he kept going to Ben's Chili Bowl.
God. Miles, Donald Trump.
Big Mac.
They say the fish filet.
Oh, really?
What?
Okay.
He's one of the only people I know that actively will order a fish filet. And then Joe Biden, you've seen all the pictures. What food does he love the most?
Ice cream.
You're damn right. There's a lot of pictures of him sitting there eating ice cream and stuff. I know Obama was pretty famous, too, for, like, unscheduled pop-in to Five Guys in the area.
Yes.
In D.C. And, like, they showed up there. It was, like, a cultural phenomenon, man. I remember people getting on planes in D.C. with Five Guys. Like, you're never going to see it.
Look out.
Yeah. So there you go. Presidents, just like us, eat food.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Coming to the 508. We will drink and toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Coming up at 508, we will drink a toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Scientists have discovered the smartest fish in the sea.
The smartest fish?
The smartest fish. Your best guess on what the smartest fish in the sea is.
It's a fish we've heard of.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's not this, you know, the weird pelican right. fish or something like that.
I'll say like a sailfish.
Yeah, sunfish, sailfish.
Sunfish, sailfish. No, it actually has a baseball mascot named
Marlin.
The manta ray.
Oh, the manta ray.
The manta ray. Basically,
that makes sense.
They
makes
have
sense.
Massive brains, even compared to their own size. They have these big old brains in it. Like there's an entire article in IFL Science or whichever site that is.
Yeah,
that's got it all about the manta ray there.
Huh.
Yeah,
that makes sense when you say it.
Indeed. According to Merriam-Webster, the word of the day: gallant.
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 Oh, they were gallantly streaming.
Correct. Brave.
Yeah.
Bravely.
And no one uses the word.
Nobody does. That's the whole thing. Wouldn't it...
Shouldn't the word of the day be something that like people use in regular conversation?
Right.
We know what the word means, but no one actually says it.
And yet, I think we've had this conversation, like, do they expect us to try to find a way to incorporate gallant into our everyday... just regular grammar?
I feel like they do it to remind you that they're there.
Right, yeah.
Because it's not like you go to their website to see their word of the day. It's other websites will tell you
correct
that they have determined, and then there's a link to their website, but no one goes to their website to find out what the word of the day is.
Well, and to be fair, it's one of those things where, look, we do need a dictionary. It's just something that we do need. However, not much going on in the world of the dictionary, so you know what? Screw it. Let's have a word of the day. Researchers conducting a study of birds found that birds actually need to be able to hear themselves sing.
Makes sense.
If I could save time in a bottle.
The study actually had talked about that the pitch that the bird sings actually does come into the communication. It does. It's basically like, yeah, technically they're tweeting the same thing. However, much like two words can fit in one sentence one way, they can't fit that same way in another way.
So their tone is everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Ted kind of told me this joke years ago. I guess it was a comedian who said it. He said, look, how you say things changes everything. So 100%. He looks at the crowd and says, man, I love children. People clap. I love children.
I love children.
Much different vibe, right?
Right.
So the bird's kind of doing the same thing.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Exactly. It gives
Yeah. There's a lot of words like that.
Right. If you say it differently, not even say it right. Just change your tone.
Just the tone says what you're trying to say.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why texting is an issue. And sometimes emails.
That is really the problem.
Because some people don't know how to send emails properly.
Yeah. Think about it. Hey, man, look at that chick over there. Dude, she is hot. Hey, man, look at that chick over there. Dude, yeah, she's hot.
She's hot.
Right, or, you know, like that guy's clearly smarter than I am. Or like, that guy's clearly smarter than I am.
Exact same.
Same words. In case you wanted to get the exact date correct, tomorrow, as we know, is Valentine's Day. But today is truly for the ladies because today is Galentine's Day.
I did not know that.
Neither did I. I thought it was
not
just
for you.
Correct. You know what? That's fair call.
Then why don't we just come up with Palentine's Day?
Ooh.
Thinking of my pals. How about what?
Palentine's Day.
I will say, you will know, the only way I've ever known it's Galentine's Day is if you go to a bar tonight.
So, tomorrow's not enough?
No.
These are single women.
Oh. I thought they were just friend groups.
And I kind of thought that's what women did on Valentine's Day, or at least around Valentine's Day. I didn't realize that it was their own designated day. Like, truly not. No. It's February 13th.
Yeah.
That's the day.
Means nothing to me.
No, but, not at all.
Okay. Well, isn't it from Parks and Rec?
Yeah, that was the show. Well, I don't know if they created it, but they definitely popularized it.
All right. It's for the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're right. Popularized, but that's where I thought it was from.
All right. New research has discovered that our planet's core is changing its speed and deforming at its surface.
That can't be good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Basically, what it's going to do is affect the magnetic field that we've got going on.
That's even better news.
Yeah.
Also, I found out from Ben and Jerry that it's full of caramel.
That's right.
Yes. Core.
We got a great core.
It's either that or fudge.
I prefer the fudge ones, man. Not gonna lie.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. They got one. I forget what it was. It's got like a chocolate cookie dough core.
All right.
That's great, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get around that thing because I will not stop myself.
I'm just trying to think. When you hear the word deformed, is there a way to put that in a positive context?
Deform?
if you say, hey, this kid has a deformity, like, you're not expecting to see the most beautiful child you've ever seen. You are bracing yourself for something.
You see this acrobat? Deform is great.
Yes.
Man, Thrill, you're right.
I'm just trying to think, words are never a positive thing.
Yeah, when I talk about that awful deformed hot dog I ate, looked more like a turnip.
Oh, God.
It's a fear due to a man, Mike. You end up hunkering down on a hot dog you don't want to eat. You're scared of the man sitting across from you. You don't want to look like a bitch.
That's right.
And then he goes, why did you eat that weird hot dog? I said, because I'm scared of you, sir.
Frightened me.
Why did you eat that weird?
Son, you're 35. I am dating your girl or dating your daughter, and you are a state trooper and used to be a drill instructor. I'm still scared of you.
I will eat your deformed hot dogs.
I probably had 10 meals with that man. If he walked into a room, I'd still be scared.
All right. More than 1 million igloo coolers had to be recalled, Ted.
Damn it, I have an igloo cooler.
Why?
Because you could be locked inside like a kid or something?
No, people's fingertips were getting amputated.
Oh, hey. Jeez.
Hard to build an igloo with no tips on your fingers. Yeah.
I just have an old school igloo.
Yeah?
You know, you just pop down the side.
Oh, there you go.
You've had beers out of that bad boy. Yeah.
It's a good one, man.
Yeah.
What is up with these new igloos that are taking off fingers,
whatever,
man?
Whatever. Fingertips. Oh,
fingertips.
Not the full finger.
Oh,
right?
They quit your bitching.
Once right. Yeti showed up with, like, heavy duty, everybody's up their game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that taking off people's fingertips is upping one's game, but
that's how secure they are.
That's right.
You can't get your fingers back out once that thing slams shut.
Slams shut.
You worried about ice melting? There's 5 fingertips in there.
And guess what? They'll be fine, because the ice is keeping them cold.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Right? Take it straight to the hospital with you.
Yeah. Anyhow, Vaz, you close the cooler, dude.
Fire up the tractor and haul that bitch behind you.
Jay, all for a white claw.
Yeah.
Vineyards in California may have found a positive in the devastation of the wildfires. It's actually smoking the grapes for their wine, creating a new flavor profile that connoisseurs are actually enjoying.
Mm, wow. Well, that accidentally happened years ago, and they said that the grapes were ruined, but they're going to do it anyway. And then people started liking the wine.
Exactly. Well, I mean, look, if that's your only source of income, and if I own a vineyard, then that's what I do, right? So, it sounds classless for them to bring it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know it, but there's no other way
tone
to put
deaf
it.
Tone deaf is more the way that it sounds. But,
it's not, you know, there's just no nice way of saying it, because I'm sure someone would have, how did this, you know, impact your industry, and say, look, man, we're not trying to shine a turd here, but honest to God, the wine we're producing, people really, really
I'm
like.
Not going to, I'm surprised that they didn't do it in the first place. I figured smoky flavor just works when it comes to alcohol.
Well, a lot of those vines were also able to regenerate once they got scorched.
Yeah.
So even the next year, the grapes had a smoky flavor to them.
Nice. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. If you like that. It's like mezcal. That kind it's of like stuff. The mezcal of wine, right?
Ted, what do feet, Boston, and boxers all have in common?
Feet, Boston, and boxers.
That's right. That's exactly right. You're thinking socks, I can tell, but we're just going to talk about the foots.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Well done.
Thank you.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Boxers sock people, Ted.
10. Oh. Brilliant uses for old socks, according to experts. As a former curious adolescent teen boy, I can state with profound and decisive certainty that after that sock has taken the abuse of what a budding horn dog does with it, the only thing you can do with that sock is to set it on fire. There is no force on earth, including the world's most powerful power washer, that will remedy that crusted over 3-day-old chicken Alfredo leftover usable. Burn it. Burn it with fire.
God. That paints a picture. So just in case, so again, these are 10 brilliant uses for old socks, according to experts. And this comes to us.
What kind of expert? I'm just kidding. I'm an old sock expert.
From MarthaStewart.com.
Say no more.
There you go. So get ready. This is going to be a ride. Here's what they say for the 10 uses for old socks. Number 10, you can use them to protect your furniture. Throw a few pairs of socks under your toolkit. They're essential to have on hand when moving or rearranging furniture. Placing a pair of socks under a large piece of furniture or slipping them over the feet before moving it will protect your beautiful floors from scratches and scuffs.
Okay, she's not wrong.
I mean, yeah, I just feel like when socks are ready to be thrown out, they're thrown out.
Well, and the thing is that
you don't have heavy enough furniture.
I do have a drawer that has some that I don't wear often, but like, I don't know, they're either taller or something, or you wear them with boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And never thought about, like, I got to put these to work.
Well, and my old socks, they all have holes in them.
So that's when they go.
Slipping them over the feet of the couch ain't going to do a daggone thing.
Yeah.
Just, the holes are going to be right there. Polishing and cleaning, yes. The best polishing and cleaning rags are always cut-up bed sheets, T-shirts, and old socks. A thick old sock makes an efficient polishing tool or a great option for wiping down surfaces and dusting.
It's probably not wrong. You just feel weird. You know, it's just in your head, like, look, I know I've washed this. I know it's been laundered. It's a sock.
It's like old underwear.
And right.
Exactly. This has been places that I don't really want expect to
clean. I got a paper towel.
Right. Again, you're correct.
But you know what I'd use it for? I'd use it for a cheesecloth. You know, I'd make it
cold.
Pour that soup stock right down through that bad boy.
Is that an old sock?
Give it a little bit more of a blue cheese,
like a charm.
Blue cheese feta flavor.
10 uses for old socks. You can use it as a pet toy. An old sock makes the perfect pet toy while traveling. Throw a few in your pet's travel bag to keep them entertained for long car rides or while visiting family and friends in unfamiliar places.
Socks make a good pet toy. Yeah,
the problem with that is now, if you have socks on the floor, if you have socks in a basket,
the dog's going after them.
Whether they're done or not, they can't differentiate. So they might just start eating your good socks.
Mike, I got one for you that probably won't be on the list.
Hit me, Ted.
If you have an old tube sock, put a roll of quarters in the bottom. Tie the top in a knot.
Yeah.
You got a weapon.
Damn right.
I'm pretty sure Martha Stewart has that under list.
My mom taught me that when I was a kid. We used to go downtown.
For you ladies, you can use them as heatless curlers. If you're into heatless hairstyles, think twice before throwing out that pair of long, fuzzy socks. The trend has been circulating around on the internet for some time now, and it never fails to create perfect, bouncy curls overnight.
Really?
Yeah, when she smells funky.
That's right. Just,
girl, you smell like feet.
Girl, your hair smells like foot. Come on, man.
I go to a girl's house, she's got her hair up in sock curlers. Sorry, I'm out. What's going on? Are curlers that expensive?
I mean, they get up there, Ted. Especially
the little pink ones?
You bet, dude. Yeah. I don't know.
You're just trying to protect women.
Yes, I am. The catnip toy. If you have a cat, fill the old sock with catnip. That's honestly a home run.
Yeah, so that is not a bad call.
Because... you good, Ted?
To say you could do the same with some beef sticks and a bunny.
Here you go,
snack,
buddy.
Little snack.
You want that? Boot shapers. For tall socks, place tissue paper inside of the socks and use them as soft but structured boot shapers to keep your tall boots at attention in the closet.
Keep them at attention. I didn't know that was a thing. I know they fold over. I just didn't know that anyone cared that they did, because they always do.
They do because my wife did it, especially when we were moving. She grabbed pool noodles and shoved them in there.
Really?
And it keeps them upright.
Huh.
It keeps them, keeps their form.
Okay.
Whiteboard erasers.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. Donate your used socks to a local classroom to be used for crafts.
Those kids are like, hey, teacher, how broke are we, man? Damn.
Sock puppets for the kids.
Well, yeah.
Use them to make sock puppets if you have kids in your life. Go ahead and just use some other socks.
Like, you make your own sock puppet.
I need the sock puppet to have a big old stain right on its mouth. Come on now. Use them as boot cuffs, number 2 on the list of the 10 uses for old socks. For extra warmth in the winter, try cutting off the toe end of the long boot sock and folding it over the top of your boot to create a boot cuff.
Oh, my dear God.
Not only will this keep you warm, but it'll also look cute.
No, it won't.
Because that's what people wearing boots want to do.
Yeah.
Golly. And then this is the number 1 use for old socks.
Actually, VD knocked it out of the park, but what do they say?
Microwavable heated compresses.
Oh, my God.
If you don't already have a heating pad at home, try filling an old sock with rice or flax seeds to create your own. Add a few drops of essential oils if decided, and microwave for up to 2 minutes each time.
Is this a sock full of seeds?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Sounds like you're oddly cooking the rice.
Yeah. I've been
stocking them in there for some time now.
I say, there's a lot of young men who have used socks for other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Miles, the driver in Florida, was stopped by police because he was going just a little bit too fast.
How fast was he going?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good job it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewing, the proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. By the way, Mike, real quick, were you trying to sound like Martha Stewart?
It was my best attempt, yeah.
Okay, well, text came in and says, Mike sounds effing creepy.
Well,
she kind of does.
She's a little bit creepy.
To be fair, yeah.
Hey, she been to jail. She's done hard time.
I know, man. Felon. today, we toast an unidentified man from Austin, Texas. Earlier this week, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo's annual Pony Express ride kicked off. Our honoree, have you guys seen this video?
No.
Okay, well, our honoree, it's unreal. He was one of the horseback riders who basically they take to the streets and highways to deliver invitations to state officials.
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah, it's a traditional thing. They do this every year. Anyway, as he was guiding his horse along the shoulder of Highway 290, disaster struck. Now, we know it was Highway 290 because it was the big metal Highway 290 sign that he clotheslined himself on. He slammed face first into the sign in what is being described as, and I quote, cartoonishly brutal collision. The rider's condition, unknown. So he's on the shoulder of the road. He's riding his horse. They have a bit of a police escort, and the police escorts to make sure the other vehicles don't hit this guy. There's nothing they can do.
The horse is running pretty good clip, too.
It's like the Pony Express. Like what you picture the Pony Express, that's what they're doing. They're trying to recreate
it. Right now it makes more sense. You hear the lady go, ooh, it's the Pony Express.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, it's this big thing they do every year. And they hand deliver these invitations on horseback. And this horse veers a little bit. This guy has like maybe 1 second to try to avoid the sun. I mean, it hits him in the face. It makes an awful noise. He is off the horse. And then the video kind of ends. But I'm telling you, if you get the chance to watch it, watch it.
Oh, that's it. That's the one where you react like, oh,
Just like, God. It's brutal enough it wouldn't even be on America's Funniest Home Videos, in spite of the fact that it's funny.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if just like his shoulder clipped it.
It was his face.
Or if it was higher than just somehow the horse got under.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the horse was like, let me go ahead and duck.
Kind of right in between the two posts of the sign.
Yeah, man.
And just at that level, man.
Poof. That was brutal. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contest on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.